He wasn't sleeping very well, and he knew the people around him noticed, but he didn't know what to do about it. He had quietly gone to Madame Pomfrey, who had regretfully told him that dreamless sleep was highly addicting, and that while she could give him the occasional dose, it would have to be spread out enough to prevent it from becoming addicting, meaning he could only take it one night out of every 2 weeks or so. It was one night more of productive sleep than he'd be getting otherwise, so he still did it, but it didn't help the larger issue. He wasn't under the effects of any nightmare-inducing curses, potions, or other magical ailments, so there was nothing for Madame Pomfrey to do. The nightmares were coming from his own mind, and she was not a mind healer. She'd offered to try and connect Harry with one. But when Harry discovered that it involved having someone else quite literally, entering his mind with magic and helping him sort out things like trauma he couldn't, if Harry couldn't even tell Hermione the extent of what he'd suffered at the Dursleys, he wasn't about to let a stranger into his mind to see it, let alone the adventures of his Hogwarts years. So the nightmares persisted, and with the poor quality of sleep serving as the first domino, everything else slowly began to fall. His grades weren't slipping yet, but he was struggling with the study schedule Hermione had set out for them, and doing his homework took more effort, more energy that he didn't have.